We're continuing Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Tfilas Arvis, Halacha Dalet, towards the end of paragraph Lamed Beis, page 492, right hand column, towards the top, about four lines down. V'zeh bi'atzmoi b'chinas rotzoi v'shoiv. And this itself is an example of rotzoi v'shoiv. Haynu shahatzadik cholech b'marutza b'mesiris nefesh l'aretz Yisrael. The fact that the tzadik rushes, goes quickly with Masiras Nefesh to Eretz Yisrael, V'yachakach V'shoiv, and then he comes back down, Sheshov Misham, he returns to Chutz Laretz from Eretz Yisrael, V'chol Zeh B'Shvil Tikkun Hoyel Omos. This is all for the sake of bringing about a tikkun to all the worlds, B'Shvil Ha'olas Hanitzutzayis V'Aneshomoy Shenaflo Aydei B'China Shviras Kelim Shegormu B'Chatoyim Rachmon Al-Tzlan. In order to elevate these sparks of Kiddushin and the Neshamos that fell into the hands of the Sitra Achra through the Shviras HaKelim that they caused with their sins. V'zeh b'chinas v'achayos rotzoi v'shoiv kemare habozek. And with this we could understand the Posik which speaks about Maisa Merkova, and it says that there are these angels that are called chayos that go up and come back down, like the vision of Bozek. Rav Nosson Zal says, Kamara HaBozek Daika, the Pusik uses those words specifically, Shehem Bechinas Klicheres Shenizbru. This term, Mara HaBozek, refers to an earthenware keli that shatters, that breaks. Hainu, Kifi Bechinas HaShviras HaKelim, Shehem Bechinas Mara HaBozek, based on and relative to the Shvira Sakelim, which is referred to in this Mare HaBozek, Kemoy Kein Tzrichen Lachzor Me'abitul Kamapomen B'chinas Rotzoi V'Shoiv. That's what causes this V'Hachayois Rotzoi V'Shoiv, that the Malochim and the Tzadikim have to go through this process of going up and back down. Shezeo B'chinas Ma'Shechoizrim Me'eretz Yisrael Shesham Ikra Abitul. And one example of this is the tzaddikim who go to Eretz Yisrael and then return back to Chutz Loretz, v'zehu v'achayos rotzoi v'shoiv kemara habozek. This is the concept of this pasuk, shetzrichen lekabel hachius me'or habitul bebechinas rotzoi v'shoiv kama pomim kemara habozek. Rav Nosson Zal says the word chayos here, which literally means angels, a certain type of angel, Rav Nosson Zal is interpreting it to refer to the chius that a person receives from the light of the beetle, and that chius is received in this form of rotzoi v'shoiv multiple times. Why? Kemara habozek, upirush Rashi. Rashi Kodesh says on the words kemara habozek, ke'oyer hayotzei mibein hacharosim, like the light that comes out from the vessels, the earthenware vessels that break. Shehu oir hisnoitzetzus hanitzutzois shenoflu bebchina shviras hakelim. This refers to the light that glows from those sparks of kedusha that fell as a result of shviras hakelim. Hainu kefi mara habozek. Hainu kefi hanitzutzois shenoflu bebchina shviras hakelim. Ki yefsher lahalois hanitzutzois bepamachas. Because it's impossible to elevate these sparks of kedusha in one shot. Al kein tzrichen lachzor v'lalois kama pomim bebchinas rotzi v'shoiv, and therefore the tzaddikim and even ordinary Jews have to go up and down multiple times, kedei l'sakein b'chol pam kelim, each time preparing kelim vessels, kedei l'haloisam b'hadrogo b'midu k'seder, in order to elevate these neshamos and in order to elevate these sparks of Kedusha in an organized, controlled way. Ki kol ma shemala nitzutzos yoiser, mesaknin kelim yoiser. Because the more sparks of Kedusha that are elevated and that are corrected, the more kelim that are prepared. V'chol ma shemesaknin kelim yoiser, yuchelim lahalis nitzutzos yoiser v'yoiser. And the more kelim we prepare, the more we have a better ability to elevate more and more of these sparks of Kedusha that need a tikkun. Ki ho b'cho talya, because both of these items are dependent on each other. With this, Rav Nosson Zal completes this discussion. about the concept of tzaddikim going to Eretz Yisrael and sometimes having to return to Chutz Laretz, and even doing this multiple times. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into another discussion in this next paragraph, Lamed Gimel, about the Meraglim, about the whole mission of the Meraglim being sent to Eretz Yisrael before the Jews would actually enter into Eretz Yisrael as a nation. And Rav Nosson Zal here is going to give an incredible explanation that's going to clarify many issues related to the Meraglim. Based on what we've learned here, we could understand why Moshe Rabbeinu agreed to the mission of the Meraglim, the spies. And this was the mistake of Klal Yisrael, in wanting to send spies to check out the land before they would actually go in and take it over. Because of the fact that Klal Yisrael realized that it's impossible to get to Eretz Yisrael without first gathering up the neshamos and the sparks of Kedusha, shehem hanitzutzos hanafulin, these fallen sparks of Kedusha and Chutz Laretz that need to be gathered up and brought in with Klal Yisrael, and in order to elevate those sparks of Kedusha, you need some of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Vim Cain, Echef Shalovay Eretz Yisrael. That being the case, how do we get to Eretz Yisrael? It's a paradox. I need to elevate the sparks in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. I need Eretz Yisrael in order to elevate the sparks. Al Cain, Nishakmu, Lishloyach Meraglim. And this is why they came up with this great idea to send a team, to send a mission, an advanced mission, the Meraglim. Shehoyu Tzadikim Gedolim, who are actually great Tzadikim, Kidei Shehem Bigdushasam, Yeshabru Hamanias, V'yavoyal Eretz Yisrael, so that these Tzadikim, with their holiness, would be able to break the obstacles and succeed in getting to Eretz Yisrael, V'kablu Shom Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and they would receive some of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, V'yahakach Yachzur Misham Miyad, and then they would return to the desert to rejoin the Jews who were still in the desert, and with this energy that these Meraglim brought out of Eretz Yisrael with them, that would enable the Jewish people to elevate the sparks of Kedusha that need to be elevated in Chutz Loretz. Since Klal Yisrael has the ability to take on some of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael via the Meraglim who are already there, who already went into Eretz Yisrael and took on some of that Kedusha. V'chazru, and they returned. V'ideze yuchlu kol Yisrael lovel Eretz Yisrael benokel. And this would make it possible for all of Am Yisrael to enter into Eretz Yisrael easily. This was their plan, which was well thought out and calculated, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, u'bemes hu lechoyra eitza nefloa. In reality, this was actually an incredible idea. Aval oz hisgabro hasidrachro behisgabrus godol moid. However, the sidrachro, the yetzahara, the forces of evil, worked very, very hard against this. Me'acha sheroa so shekol Yisrael reitzim kulam likonis lichbo sheretz Yisrael. Because it realized and saw that all of Klal Yisrael wants to enter into and conquer Eretz Yisrael, take it over from the non-Jews that were there. Shebozeh hoyumalim kol hanitzutzos. Had that happened, they would have elevated all the sparks of Kedusha that needed to be elevated in the world. Vohyumachnien haklipois vasitrachra legamri. And they would have defeated the klipois, the forces of Tumah, completely. Alkein hisgabro behisgabrus godol al hamaraglim. Therefore, the sidrachro worked very hard against the maraglim. Ad shenisisu achreho lohitzi dibo al horatzakdoisha. Until the maraglim were enticed to speaking against Eretz Yisrael. Rachmon al Islam. Vaideze gormu ma shegormu. And by doing that, they caused the incredible damage that they caused. Shegormu bechiel adoiros. They caused the Jewish people have to cry for generations. Churban Beis Hamikdash, V'chol HaGolias, the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, both Batei Mikdashos, which took place on Tisha B'Av, and all the exiles. Ki be'emes Yisrael tovazeh. Because in reality, Rav Nosson Zal says, this was a mistake. The idea that Klal Yisrael had was wrong. Ki im ein lohem, watch how he explains this now. Ki im ein lohem bi'atzmam koyach l'shaver hamanias lovoi l'aretz Yisrael, shehem shishim ribui neshamos kedoshos. If the 600,000 Jews don't have the power to break the obstacles and to get to Eretz Yisrael, how are these 12 tzaddikim going to be able to do it? If the entire Klal Yisrael, if they thought that all Klal Yisrael, how are they going to be able to do it? Adarabah, just the opposite. You know, the opposite from what they did. Rab Nosson Zal explains what the Yidden should have done was throw away chachmas, put your chachmas aside, go be pshitus u betmimus. Hashem is saying, come, put on your sneakers and come, run. And with mesiras nefesh, without any cheshbonos, without any questions, rush to do the rotzon of Hashem betmimus. Just like we find in the famous story of the Chacham and the Tam that Rabbein Zal told, about a king inviting two people. He invited the Chacham and the Tam. And Rabbein Zal tells in the story there that the Chacham said, first he's going to think it over. He needs a night to sleep on it. And then he got up in the morning and he started turning on all his analytical skills and started thinking and chakiris and drisha, until from all of his thinking, he came to the wonderful maskana that there's no melech, there is no king. And he made this the project for the rest of his life to go tell the whole world that there's no king, Rahman al-Islam. And we see in the story there where he ended up. Him and his friend ended up in the garbage. Whereas the Tam heard that the king is sending for him. Wow, the king is sending for him. He's running. His wife says, what, 1 minute, what? He can't even talk. He's out the door already. The king sent for me. It could only be good. He's running. And right away he gets new clothes and he becomes a minister, a governor, and then a minister, and then in charge of all the ministers. Va'oz, back inside. Va'oz, alidei mesiras nafsham, bevadai hoyu meshabrim kol hamanis. And if the Jews would have shown mesiras nefesh, that we are loyal, we're dedicated, we're ready to do whatever Hashem wants without any questions, they would have broken all the manias. V'yuboim l'Eretz Yisrael b'sholom. They would have come to Eretz Yisrael successfully. U'machmas pegam shelohem. And because of the pegam of these chachmas yiseros, and these chakiros, and this plan of sending the meraglim, gormu shegam Moshe Rabbeinu lo v'sholom lo yoyochol lo Eretz Yisrael. They made it that even Moshe Rabbeinu would not be zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael during his physical lifetime. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the incredible high madrega that he was on, if Moshe Rabbeinu would have come to Eretz Yisrael, he would have succeeded in elevating all the sparks of Kedusha and all the neshamos that needed tikkun, and all the olamos would have gotten a tikkun. Everything would have gotten its tikkun right away. And without that, without elevating all of those nitzutzos and neshamos, he would not have been able to go in. But unfortunately, because of the pigam of the meraglim, nigzar al kol hador livli likones l'Eretz Yisrael, which made Hashem give a gzera that the whole door is not going into Eretz Yisrael, the whole door amidbor. That took away from Moshe Rabbeinu his koyach to be able to male all of those neshamos and all of those nitzutzos. Alkein nizgalgel hadovor shepogam b'mei meriva. And this is what led Moshe Rabbeinu to make the mistake to a degree of the mei meriva, of hitting the rock, when Hashem told him to speak to the rock. Shepogam b'hamshochas hatoiro shemamshichem me'oir horishimu shel abitul. That the concept of this rock, which was supposed to give forth water, Rav Nosal says that's like the concept of drawing the Meimei Hadas from Hashem, that a person draws after they go up in the Bitul, after they go to the Bitul Oir Ein Sof, when they're coming back down, we said from the Oir Horashimu, they're Mamshich Nu Torah. That's this concept of the waters that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to bring from the rock. Shelo Himshich Meimei Hadas V'Atoira Misham Koroi Lefi Madregosei Hu'atzuma Bo'ichfin Shenucha Lovei Eretz Yisrael. So what happened was, Moshe Rabbeinu was not matzliach in being mamshich that das and Torah according to his madrega, his incredible madrega, in a manner that it would help him be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what made it that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Ki Moshe lo yoyochoy lovoy al menas lachzor misham lefi oitzem kdushosay hatzuma. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, based on the incredible high madrega that he was on, for him it wouldn't have been shayach, this concept of go into Eretz Yisrael and come back out. She'im ha'ya bolasham Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have come into Eretz Yisrael, v'ha'ya nichlal v'nizbatil sham, b'mokom she'ya nichlal v'nizbatil, and Moshe Rabbeinu would have done his bitul over there, and merge with the Oir Ein Sof in Eretz Yisrael, v'ha'ya mesaken mashay mesaken, and he would have corrected what he would have corrected, lo y'ha'ya yochol oid lachzor misham l'chutz l'aretz. He would not have been able to go out of Eretz Yisrael and go back to chutz l'aretz. V'im ha'ya nisher sham Moshe Rabbeinu, and if Moshe Rabbeinu would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael, it would have forced that all the neshamos and all the nitzutzos of kiddush of Klal Yisrael that are in a nefila would have all had to get their tikkun. Shemihem nasim kakelim lekabel or habitul beretz Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have needed so many kalim and such powerful kalim to be able to receive the oyer of the bitul that he would accomplish in Eretz Yisrael. V'oz adayin loyhoya azman lazeh, and it wasn't the right time yet for it. It wasn't the right time for all of those neshamos and all of those sparks of kedusha to complete their tikkun right there. Al kein gozar olav Hashem yisporah shelo yikones l'Eretz Yisrael. This is why Hashem was gozer that Moshe Rabbeinu should not go into Eretz Yisrael. Rak yira oisa mirochik, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu would only be zecher to see Eretz Yisrael from the distance. V'alidei hore'iya bi'atzmo yamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz kedei shiyakoyach l'Yisrael b'chol dor v'dor levare nitzutzois u'lekabetz nidochim v'lovoy l'Eretz Yisrael. And by Moshe Rabbeinu's re'iya alone, with his look, he took some of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael out into chutz l'aretz, which is what would help Klal Yisrael throughout all the doros to be able to fix the neshamos and nitzutzos of kedusha that need to be fixed, and to gather up all the nidochim of Klal Yisrael, and to come to Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein mesavev Hashem Yisborach, shebechol dor v'dor holchem bnei Yisrael Eretz Yisrael v'chozrim. And this is why Hashem makes it that in all the generations after Moshe Rabbeinu, there are Yidden who go to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz Laretz and then go back to Chutz Laretz. They don't stay in Eretz Yisrael. Ki achshuv koidem bias Moshiach yefsher levarer hanitzutzois kiim al yidei bechinazois. Because now, before Mashiach comes and until Mashiach comes, it's impossible to fix up all of those nitzutzos of kedusha, all of those sparks of kedusha, through any other method other than this. Meaning, shehoilchem l'Eretz Yisrael v'choizrim kedei levarer hanitzutzos hanishorim, that they go to Eretz Yisrael and return to Chutz Laretz to keep on gradually elevating and perfecting the sparks of kedusha that are in Chutz Laretz that need to be elevated and get their tikkun. She'i efsha levarum kiim al yedei shohelchen tchila l'Eretz Yisrael v'chozrim mishum, whereby it's impossible to be mavara those sparks of kedusha without going to Eretz Yisrael first and getting some of the koyach of Eretz Yisrael and bringing that back out to Chutz Laretz in order to bring about the tikkun. V'zeh nase b'chol dor v'dor al yedei hatzadikim ha'mitiyim v'ansheyim, and this process continues throughout all the generations through the great tzadikim and their students and their people until Moshiach will come v'yigmar habirur b'shleimos. Moshiach will complete all of this, he'll finish all of this to perfection. V'oz noshuv v'artzenu kulanu, and then all of Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, v'neishev shem lo'ilam, and will remain in Eretz Yisrael permanently, forever. Ki oz be'emes yugmar habiru shel kol anitzutzos. Because that's when the fixing up of all of these sparks of Kedusha will be completed, v'yikuyam b'shlemus, and that's when this pasuk will be complete, will be fulfilled completely. Im yeh nidachacha b'kzeya shamayim, mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alakecha, mishom yikachecha, v'viyacha Hashem alakecha l'oretz, b'mheira b'yameinu amein. Rav Moshe Zal says, we should be zecher to see this in our time, the fulfillment, the complete fulfillment of this pasuk of all of Klal Yisrael being gathered into Eretz Yisrael, and be zecher to be able to remain there permanently. Interesting to note, there's a famous sefer, Megala Amukos, which was written by a very great tzaddik who lived in Krakow in Poland, Reb Nosson Otto Shapira, who wrote two versions of Megala Amukos. There's one which is a commentary on the Torah. There's another one which is called Reish Nun Beis Oifanim Al Vues Chanan. 252 chapters explaining the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu when he was asking Hashem to let him come into Eretz Yisrael. And there the Megala Amukos gives these 252 explanations, some of them long, you know, very elaborate, some of them short, all of them generally based on Sifrei Kabbalah. And one of the main themes throughout all of them is where he shows how, because Moshe Rabbeinu was so great, had he gone to Eretz Yisrael, it would have caused all kinds of things to happen that would have done harm to the rest of Klal Yisrael, in a sense, that wouldn't have allowed all of Klal Yisrael to participate in the Tikkun HaOlam and all of those things, which is the way Hashem really wanted to be brought about. In other words, it's not because Moshe Rabbeinu did something wrong. It's not because he wasn't good. It's because of the Pegam of the Meraklim and other things that set back Klal Yisrael in such a way that made it, that if Moshe Rabbeinu would get into Eretz Yisrael, even though for himself it might be a Hatzlacha, but for Klal Yisrael in the big picture, it would, certain things would have happened before the right time, and it would have caused all kinds of harm. Here, interesting, Rav Nosson Zal offers his explanation based on Torah Samachayim Likut Imran, based on everything we learned until now, showing exactly what was the intention of Klal Yisrael in wanting to send the Meraglim, why it seemed to make sense, perfect sense, and Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they were right, even possibly. But in the end, there was a mistake. There was a mistake, and the mistake resulted in major tragedy. And again, the Sitra Achra worked so hard at that time to block it, because when the Sitra Achra sees that it's about to be destroyed completely, Rav Nosson Zal always gives the example, when two people are fighting, and one person starts winning, and the other one sees he's losing, then he takes all of his koiches to really make one last final effort to throw the other one off from on top of him, that kind of thing. Paragraph Lamed Dalet, v'zeh b'chinas kol ha-goliyas shel Klal Yisrael. And with this, we could also understand all the goliyas that Klal Yisrael is experiencing throughout all the generations. Shekvar hoyinu b'Eretz Yisrael kam apamim, whereby all of Klal Yisrael was already in Eretz Yisrael a few times. V'chazarnu mishon, beis ha-goliyas. And we left Eretz Yisrael during the golis. V'chol zeh b'chinas anal, this is all Mekusha to what we're talking about here. Ki machmas shehanitzutzos naflu be'imkei haklipos, because of the pegam of Adam Arishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, and because of all the averos of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga and all the different generations, this caused sparks of Kedusha to fall deep into a tifa blotta, as we say in Yiddish, into deep into the hands of the Sitra Achra. It's not just on top where you can just grab it and run. It's captured. These sparks of Kedusha are captured and being held in a safe deep behind enemy lines in the hands of the Sitra Achra. And therefore, tzrichim levararam betachbulois rabois. Therefore, it takes all kinds of tricks and all kinds of seichel, and all kinds of different programs to be able to rescue those sparks of Kedusha, to be able to get them out of the hands of the Sitra Achra and bring them back to the Kedusha. Ve'ikar hu ha'aschola. But the most important thing is the beginning. Ki kol hascholos koshes, because the Gemara tells us that all beginnings are difficult. Whenever a person is used to doing something a certain way, a person is doing something wrong, whatever it is, a person is involved in taivas achila or other things, and they've been doing it for a long time, and the person decides, I'm going to make a new beginning, I want to make a new start. From today, I'm going to start being better. I'm going to start doing it better. Whenever a person wants to make a change like that, that's hard. That change takes tremendous koyach. V'zeh machmas b'chinas hanal, and it's because of what we explained earlier. Machmas shezeh toli bozeh ve'in yoyda meichan haschola. Because we said before, when you want to make a new haschola to do a certain mitzvah, let's say a person wants to start a new shir in Torah, that he wasn't learning, he wants to start a new seder in Torah. In order to do that, in order for a person to start any new major item in Yiddishkeit, he needs to first make a tikkun where he is, to be malis, certain mitzvot of Kedusha, in order to form the kelim to be able to receive the light from that new mitzvah. But in order to be malis those mitzvot, he needs some of the light of that mitzvah. So it's a problem. Where do you start from? I need the light of that mitzvah to help me be malis mitzvot, to make kelim to receive the oil of that mitzvah. Where do I begin? Because on one hand, it's impossible to make this birur of these mitzvot of Kedusha without Eretz Yisrael. You need the power of Eretz Yisrael to do that. And you can't get to Eretz Yisrael unless you first mavara these sparks of Kedusha. V'chein hu b'chol ha-hascholos she'tzrichen la'haschil lo shev la'shem yizborach. Rav Nosnel says it's the same thing when it comes to any new beginning that a person has to make in tshuva, in fixing something in his Yiddishkeit and becoming better. You always have this problem. What's the problem? She'yefsher le'hisoyra b'tshuva kim al yidei she'yisnoitzitz lo'y oyra ha'shem yizborach kedei she'yisoyra lo'shu. In order for a person to really be inspired to do tshuva, he needs Hashem to send him a powerful beam of light from that oyer of tshuva. V'yefshal azriach loy me'oyer yizbor, kim keshiyoshu b'tshuva. But Hashem can't send you that light until you do some tshuva. Ki kol zor lo yoichal kodesh. Because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says a tame person can't eat taharos. So if right now I'm tame, Hashem can't send me beautiful, clean light. And yet, in order to get out of the tuma, I need that light. Vim kein meheichon haschol. Then how do you begin? Ulefomim kashem yishborach merachim olav umazriach loy oyre yishborach letoich oymek chashcho shaloi unfilosi aktoi lakdei lor b'tshuva. And sometimes, when a person is in a tifa blota, when a person is in a lot of aveirois, he's mamish in a big yerida, and Hashem does send, Hashem has rachmonos on that person, and Hashem sends an oyer to him to wake him up and to get him out. Hu eino yochel lekabel oyer hazeh. The person doesn't have the kelim to be able to receive that oyer from Hashem. Ki lefi oitzem shvirosoi l'shivrei shvorim al'idei ma'isav aroim. Because based on how broken that person is, baruchnius, based on how that person's in a billion pieces, as a result of all of his ma'isim roim, hakoil hu etzlei b'chinas ribuy oyer. Anything Hashem does for him is ribuy oyer. Any light Hashem's going to send for him is too much. We have cases, we have examples of this. People who are in the concentration camps, Rahman al-Islam, during the Shoah, people who were broken physically, they weren't given to eat or to drink, they were starved and they were sick and everything. And then when the soldiers, when the American soldiers and others came to rescue them, to save them, some of them tried to give them a little food or a little drink, but they didn't realize how these people were so broken that even the little bit that they were giving them was too much. And many of them died from overeating, overdrinking at that time, because they didn't know, they didn't realize how sick they were, that in their matzah, they needed mamish droplets. It was such a delicate process to bring them back. The Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Tzadik, who fasted for 40 years because he saw Baruch HaKodesh that Hashem is going to make a Churban Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to try to do everything he could to stop it. So he fasted for 40 years. The Gemara says he was so skinny that you could look at him, that if he drank something or ate something, you could see it going through the pipes in his body. His skin was so thin, it was mamish like a plastic. You could see right through. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai met the general of Rome, who became the king of Rome, and the king and he showed him how great he was, the king said, "I'm willing to give you three things. I'm willing to ask me for something, and I'll give it to you." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "I'm asking you for three things." One of them was a doctor to help Rabbi Tzadik. And the Gemara shows there in Gittin how they helped him. First, they gave him to drink only clear liquids, only mamish, nothing, you know, not even soup, but a bit. And then gradually a drop thicker liquid, and a drop that it took weeks and months to be able to bring him back to make him healthy again. The alkane be'emes mizdamin al piroiv. Now Rabbi says this is why we find that in majority of cases of people who want to do tshuva, a person gets inspired to want to do tshuva for a certain period of time, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever. And then the person falls back down. And this happens again and again. And this is the whole concept of the multiple goluses that Klal Yisrael went through. One golus and another golus. That when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they fell even worse than they had fallen the first time. Because they weren't careful to purify themselves, to be mekadesh themselves, the way a person has to be mekadesh himself when he's in Eretz Yisrael. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Hashem's living room, you're in Hashem's bedroom. You have to watch yourself 100 times more than if you're in Chutz L'Oretz. When a person's in Eretz Yisrael, he's in the Heichal HaMelech, he has to watch himself much, much more than people outside of Eretz Yisrael to keep himself pure and clean. Because they weren't careful enough. Then any oyer that Hashem gave them in Eretz Yisrael was ribuyar. They didn't have kalim. When a person does mitzvahs and maisim toivim, shmira seinayim, all of these things, that prepares kalim. Each mitzvah he does, each word of tefillah that he says, each word of Torah is creating kalim to receive the light. If you don't create enough kalim, and Hashem sends you light, if you have a 3 ounce, if you have a whiskey cup, a 1 ounce whiskey cup, and I come with my bottle of Coca-Cola, and I say, "You're thirsty? Sure, here you go." And I start pouring. And the water, I start pouring 16 ounces. And it pours on the cup, and it pours on your clothes, and it pours on you, and you get so angry, you throw the whole cup away. What comes out of that? Person doesn't get a drink out of that. He gets sick. He gets crazy. Everything was ribuy oyer. They say ikar shvira sakelim. And we know that ribuy oyer is what causes the most shvira sakelim, when the light is too strong for the vessel that's trying to contain it. Shemishon his gabrus ha-sitrachra. And that's what gives the sitrachra koyach. When there's shvira sakelim, then the sitrachra has koyach. Alkein chotu sham yoiser. This is why when the Yidden came back to Eretz Yisrael, they made things even worse. They did worse averus, rachmonzim. Ada sher mepnei chatoinu golinu mi'arzeinu. Until as a result of all of our averus, Hashem threw us out of Eretz Yisrael. Ze kama pomim, not many times. Aval afal pikein yemin Hashem roimema. But we know that nochal ha-maisis, after everything, Hashem's right hand is all powerful. Hashem's chesed. The ato moroim li'olam Hashem. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem is on top of everything. Upirish Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says on that pasuk, lo'olam yodcho al ha'elyoina. Hashem always wins. Hashem will always come out on top. You know this game that people play sometimes? You put your hand on top, they'll put. Hashem always comes out on top, the pasuk says. Hashem is always going to win in the end. Ki afal pikein, b'chol ha-ge'ulay sorishayne, shoy Yisrael b'rez Yisrael, tiknu b'chol pam tikunim harbe. Because even though the Yidden messed up again and again, every time they were in Eretz Yisrael, they made tremendous tikkunim. They did millions of mitzvahs, and they brought karbanos, and they did all kinds of good things. V'nisharu reshimo isharbe. And every mitzvah that they did, every good thing that they did, made a reshimo. It made an impression. It did something. It accomplished something. Kidei sheyir koyach lesakim kelim lekabel oyer hasodos alakus. They did prepare all kinds of kelim into which to be able to receive the oyer of Hashem and hasodos alakus. כי אף על פי שאחר כך כשחוטו נסקל כולו יויסר כל התיקונים שתיקנו קודם, because even though each time the Yidden messed up, they made things worse, supposedly, they got into more trouble even. For example, the Torah tells us that the first Churban Beis HaMikdash was a Churban of 70 years, because they did Avodah Zarah, Gedorah Shvich Zonim. The second Churban Beis HaMikdash was 100 times as big, Sinas Chinam, for which we're still in Golas more than 2,000 years. So we see that on one hand, things are worse now than ever before. But Afal Pike Nishar Mehem Rishimois Harbe, from all the mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, that didn't all disappear. That created Kalim, that left its mark. Asher b'koyach hazeh anu chayim begolus. And it's that koyach of all the millions and billions of mitzvahs that were done throughout the generations, that's what's keeping us alive now while we're still in golus. V'yesh lanu koyach l'kabel eze hisnoitetzus mi'ediyas l'kusiyas borov v'monos ha'kdoshim. And that's what makes it possible for us now to receive some of Hashem's oyer, that the tzaddikim are able to teach us Torah, we're able to get some, to have some kesher with Hashem, to receive some of that light. U'kemoykenhu b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. And the same, what we just explained about all of Klal Yisrael is true about every individual person throughout all the different ups and downs that he's going through, throughout all the different times. She'af al pi she'maschil pomim harbe ein nisbor b'avoydes Hashem Yisborach. Even though a person keeps making a new haschol every time, every few days or a few weeks, a person says, I wasn't good, I said I was going to be better in this, but I wasn't. Today I'm going to make a new haschol. Today I'm going to be good. I'm really going to be good. V'noifel v'chol pam, and still he falls back down every time. Afilum nefilosoi gedoila ma'oid rachmono tzlan. Even if he falls, really falls, seriously. Afilum nishanoifel chas v'sham laveiros mamish rachmono tzlan. Even a person falls where he actually does averos, mamish averos. Afal pikein, kol ma shehischil eza haschol b'chol pam, einoi nevat loilam. Still, all the hascholos that he made are not lost. All of that is locked up. Ki afal pi shebashas hanafila niskalkel hakoil. Even though when a person falls, it seems as if everything got messed up, everything got destroyed. Afal pi kein nishar tomid rishimu mikol avoido vavoido mikol aschol vascholo. There still is something that remains. There's some imprint. There's some mark from every mitzvah and every avoida that he did while he was being good. Ve'elu harishimus hem tikunim nifloim, and those rishimus, those imprints, are major tikunim. It's not little thing. Ve'hem nitzrochim u'muchrochim ma'oid el binyan hakedusha shetzrichim lahokim, and they are very necessary and very critical to the binyan that needs to be built, the mishkan that needs to be built, the Beis Hamikdash that needs to be built. Ki anachnu tzrichim achshov sheyovoi Mashiach tzidkenu. We need Mashiach now. We need Mashiach to come now. Sheyir geula shleimo she'en achrei golus. So that there should be a final geula, after which there will be no golus, no more goluses. Utzrichim lohokim binyan akdusha binyan sholem. We need to establish the binyan of kedusha, that it should be b'shleimus. This is referring to the Beis Hamikdash. This is referring to the Klois in Uman. This is referring to all the Binyonim Magdoshim. Bederech Niflo Shelo Yehoris Loilam, to be able to establish it within a miracle, in an awesome way, that it will never be able to be destroyed. Utzrichim Lesoif Kol Nidchei Yisroel Olakatsam Yachad Bikdusha Shenis. And we need to be able to gather up all the Yidden, all those that are far away, Nidochim, with a second Kiddusha. So that no Jew will be left behind, like they say, so that no spark of Kedusha, no Neshama will be left out. Because Hashem is always thinking and trying to work out ways that nobody should be kept left out. Everyone should be included in the Tikkun. Everybody should be brought back in the Hatzloch of Klal Yisrael. So for this final permanent binyan, we need billions and trillions of kelim. And we need all kinds of machinery and all kinds of computers, kleumnis, all kinds of tools, all kinds of umans, kleumanus, habe, all kinds of kelim and uman, belishir, in order to be able to prepare for this. Ukimoy sheshamati pamachas mipi Rabbeinu HaKodesh Zal, Rabbeinu Zal says, I once heard Rabbeinu Zal say, she'omar b'zeh aloshim, Rabbeinu Zal said these words, ani yochel lasis kelim nifloim, aval hachasorin shani tzorich lasis gamas haklei umnes, shekoren gitzai. Rabbeinu Zal said, I can create all kinds of incredible kelim. I can make all kinds of fabulous kelim. The problem is, I even have to create the machinery to make the kelim. That's what, you know, I have to make the tools also. Because it's one thing if you give a person tools and you tell him, okay, now build me a house. He has the machinery, but if the person has to first create the machinery, that's even harder. Alkein achshav b'doyres halolu b'ikva demeshicha shasitrachra hispasht of hisgabra ma'oid ma'oid la'orko la'rochba. And that's why in our generations, when we're so close to the coming of Mashiach, whereby the Sitra Achra is working so hard on all directions, machmas shehiroya she'oid ma'at ma'at yovoy Mashiach, because the Sitra Achra sees that soon, in mamish a little short while, Mashiach is going to come, v'yoytzi bolo mipiha, and Mashiach is going to take back all the sparks of Kedusha that the Sitra Achra swallowed up. All of it is going to be regurgitated. All of it is going to be extracted. Therefore, nowadays, any little drop of good that a Yid does, any little mitzvah, any dover shebigdusha, hein limurat Torah, oy tefila, oy tzedaka, ugmilas chasodim, oy shareis mitzvos, hakol hu yokor mo'oid mo'oid ben Hashem yisborach. What a Yid does now, today, is so precious to Hashem. V'hu nitzruch mo'oid mo'oid l'bal asodeh, ho'isik v'tikuni asodeh. And the bal asodeh, the tzaddik, who's isik in fixing up this field, he needs every drop that every Yid can contribute. Every drop of tzedakah, every drop of Torah and tefillah, every mitzvah. Shehu tikun kol haneshamais v'olamais. This tikun hasodeh is the tikun of all the neshamais in all the worlds. Ki kol dovor shebigdusha godoy loikoton hakol nitzrach loy ma'oid labinyan akdusha shu oisik livnais. Because every single dovor shebigdusha that every Yid does, if it's a big thing or a little thing, he needs all of it for this binyan of Kedusha. We know that when you're building a house, you need bricks, you need screws. If you have all the bricks, if you have a billion bricks, you can't build a house. You need bricks that weigh 10 kilo and need a little screw that's a half a millimeter. And without that screw, the house isn't finished. Something is incomplete. One Yid is giving bricks, one Yid is giving windows, and one Yid is giving a screw. And all of them are important. Each one is just as important. You need all of them. Without the brick, it's incomplete. Without the screw, it's incomplete. V'yalkein, afal pi shezeh ha'odam, she'osa ha'dovah shebidusha, oi osa k'tzas b'avoydes Hashem yomim oi shonim, nofal achakach, and therefore, even though this person who does a mitzvah, he learns, he does a avodas Hashem for a little bit or even for years, and then he falls. Afilu im nefilosoi gedoyla ma'oid rachmona litzlan. Even if he has a major nefila, major yerida, vafilu in chozar v'nisor l'avodas v'mishitborah v'chozar v'nofal. And even if he comes back and then falls again, v'chein hoya kama pomem ein misbar, and it happens 100 times, 1,000 times. No matter how he is, afal pikein teida v'tamin be'muna shlema she'en shum dibur v'lo shum avoyda kala neved lo'ilam. The person has to believe be'muna shlema that not one word that he said, not one mitzvah that he did, went lost, was erased. V'afilu his eirus bi'alma u'machshav ha'toiva ein neved lo'ilam. Even a feeling. A person didn't do anything. For 1 second, somewhere in the middle of the day, he had a feeling, wish, I'd love to be better. And he's in the middle of doing Avera. He's any kind of feeling, any kind of machshava, does not go lost. As the Zohar Kodesh says, less re'usa tava de'isave. There's no rotzayn toiv that goes lost. Anytime a Yid has a rotzayn toiv, that gets written down, that gets put into a safe. That's a window. That's a screw in the building. It's something in building this binyan of kedusha. Ki tekev kishen hisleira be'eze hisleiras bi'alma. The minute a yid has even a drop of hisleirus, mikolshken kishoise is of the kedusha. How much more so if a yid is zecher to do mamish a mitzvah? He goes to shul. He learns. He does. He puts on tzitzis. He puts on film. He goes to the mikvah. Takeeth choitef oisai at sadek emeshibachol dor hoisir bitkarasode, who choitef oisai, u machnis oisai, la mokom shemachnis, letzurich habinyana nifla vanoira, shu oisik livnois. The tzadik emes of that door grabs that mitzvah and he puts it where he has to put it. He puts it into his binyan of kedusha that he's building. Lahachnis l'shem kol, what shu oisik livnois, lahachnis l'shem kol hanidochim sheboilam, whereby this tzaddik has to bring into that binyan all the nidochim, all the different neshamos. V'lo yishor echod mehem b'chutz, and no one will be left out. Hashem doesn't want anybody left out. Who can move on midivrei Rabbeinu Zal b'Torah tiku gimel, as we find Rabbeinu Zal explains in the final shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, the third tiku, the tiku techochob, chapter 8 in the Kutim Ram Tanina, be'inyan ribui habatim hanefloim shenitvasfim b'li shiur kishenizvasev shochin echad adover shelikdusha. There Rabbeinu Zal explains how many batim are created in heaven, millions of batim, when one additional yid comes and joins the kibbutz. Each time one person gets added to the kibbutz of kedusha, it multiplies the amount of binyonim of kedusha in shamayim. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Ches and Likutim Ram Tanina, al posuk ubal yoimar shochein cholisi, said no neighbor should say, I'm sick, I can't come, that kind of thing. Move on to Mavur Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shekishiyesh lemoshel esrim anoshim oiskim betfila, that for example, if you have 20 people in a shul that are davening, when the 21st person walks into that shul, azai nisrabin habatim shel tefila b'li shir, the number of batim in shamayim that are made from that tefila gets multiplied, becomes billions, billions, milliardim, milliardim. Ki kishnetvasef ois echod al tziruv shel esrim yoisias, Rabbeinu Zal shows this from the Sefer Yetzirah. The Sefer Yetzirah shows that if you have letters of words, if you have 20 letters, you can form so many different combinations of those letters. If you add one letter, 21 letters, azay mitztarfen kol hoisias alfei alofim v'ribei rovovo ispomim ma she'ein hapeh yochel adaber v'alev lashoy. The amount factorial that gets added to that is a number that if a person would live 1,000 years, he can't count that far. He can't count that number. It's way past trillions and trillions and trillions. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutim Ram, where Rabbeinu Zal shows this. V'Rabbeinu Zal dik now, Rabbeinu Zal adds a curve to listen to this. This is Rabbeinu Zal's addition now. V'Rabbeinu Zal dik dik v'kora hanitvasev b'shem shochin. Rabbeinu Zal didn't call him a chaver, a permanent member or anything. Rabbeinu Zal said, a neighbor that comes in. If a neighbor comes in, ukemarumas beposuk ubal yemer shochin cholisi, shochin daika. Why did Rabbeinu Zal use the word shochin? Kemoimi shedor b'shchenas etzel balabayis. Shochin, the way the word was used in those days, was a renter, a person who's renting a dira. Not a guy who's there, a person who could be there for a few months, or a few years, but usually not a permanent resident, not a person that's there long term. We're talking about short term. Person stays as long as he stays, and then he leaves. He goes and buys a house. You know, we know people rent just for a little while until they can get on their feet, and then they're out. So too, when a person comes and joins the kibbutz of kedusha, even though he's coming like a shochein, meaning he doesn't become a permanent member. Even somebody who comes and joins for a week, for a month, for whatever it is, the amount of batim that get generated in shamayim get created billions and billions of batim of kedusha, kemavur sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains, v'nasa al yodai shiashuim gedolim lamala b'li shir, and this generates incredible pleasure in shamayim, infinite pleasure, Afal pi shahakach nesrache, kama shuchin. Even though the guy leaves afterwards, even the guy leaves. And now Rabbi Nosson brings a proof. V'chein roin b'chush l'moshel. Look, I'll show you a perfect example, Rabbi Nosson says. L'moshel, k'sheyesh, tishanoshim, if you have 9 people in a shul, u'tzrichim lo'imar dover shebidusha, kaddish, oy kedusha, and you want to say kaddish or kedusha. Afilu im kulam tzadikim gedoilim. Even if the 9 people are the greatest tzadikim, einam yecholim lo'imar agdusha betisha. They can't. They can't say kaddish, they can't say kedusha. And if they bring in a guy from outside, they bring in 1 person from the shuk, and they bring him in, come stay for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes. Even though this guy isn't staying in the shuk, he's not staying to learn all day like the other guy. It's a koiler. You have 9 guys in koiler. They're going to be there all day learning. This guy walks in for 15 minutes. Still, afal pikein kama shiashulam gorom Hashem isbarach. Imagine how much nachas, how much pleasure Hashem got. Ki kol hakedusha nigmar al yodoi. The fact that they're able to say kaddish is all because of him. Vafilum hoyasham minyan belodoi. That's the 9 and 10. Now Rav Nosson Zaliyetz Rabbeinu's example. And even if there are 10 people, even if there was a minyan without him. Even if there were 30 people, 100 people there, every time an additional person comes, a new person comes in, Hashem's kavod and the kedusha gets elevated millions and millions of times more. It's a pasuk. The more people you have, the greater kavod Hashem gets. Alkein takeif kinshtarmam oid echod. Therefore, when an additional person comes, nisraba hakedusha yoyser veyoyser. The kedusha gets multiplied tremendously. Adaraba kol ma shem mischabim yoyser hashem kedusha. And it's not that, wow, this is great. It's great to be a 10th man. I love being a 10th man because then I know I got all the schar. But if I'm the 11th guy, I'm not saying it's not true, because the more people there are, the more batim are created. It's not when a 10th guy walks in, he creates 100 million batim. The 11th guy creates 100 billion batim. That's the relationship, and that's the way it works. As Rabbi Nizal explains very, very well in that Torah Kodimran, binyan shalosh avonim boina shisha batim, chamesh avonim mea batim, mea vesrim, sheish avonim 6 stones make 720 batim. Ma she'ein hapei yochol ashev, ha'ein hapei yochol adaber, ha'liv lashev, ayin shom vavim heitej. We can't, it reaches numbers that you can't even imagine. Rabbi Nizal says, look over there in that Torah Kodimran, and you'll understand very well the magnitude of what we're speaking about here.